And let's go from present-day conflicts now to those of a century ago. In the lead-up to the 100th anniversary next April of Gallipoli, the legacy of the Anzacs, their courage, mateship and stoicism continues to be written about and celebrated. This morning, the Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, launched the Australian War Memorial's own tribute to this centenary. It's a lavishly illustrated book called Anzac Treasures, the Gallipoli Collection of the Australian War Memorial. It features hundreds of items from the memorial's collection, letters, artworks, diaries and documents, many of which come and belong to the soldiers themselves. Dr. Peter Peterson is a military historian and former head of research at the Australian War Memorial. He's the author of this beautiful book. I spoke with him earlier.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Peter, what does this work tell us about that Gallipoli campaign? What were you trying to capture here?
I was trying to capture the essence of the campaign. It's a well-known story, of course, but try to tell it through the objects in the collection. Each of the objects in the collection has a story behind it. And the sum of those stories is the story of the campaign, but also taken together, the stories convey the personal experience of the Australians, and I include nurses and Indigenous soldiers in that, and also the New Zealanders and the Turks who served at Anzac. And that's really important now because the Anzacs have all gone. The men who fought at Anzac have passed on. So we've lost that living connection that we had with them. And the collection in all its facets is a tangible reminder of what they did and who they were.
This book, Anzac Treasures, is exhaustive, over 400 pages. The memorial's collection, though, True, is absolutely massive. How did you choose what to feature here out of everything available to you in the collection?
That's a very interesting question because there was a lot to select from. Some of the objects are iconic and they're well known. For example, the Gallipoli boats, the two boats that took Australians ashore at the landing, the Lone Pine diorama, the logs from the overhead cover on the Turkish trenches at Lone Pine. So they had to go in, as well as some of the monumental artworks by George Lambert, for example. But then as I probed deeper, looking for objects that would illustrate the various facets of the campaign, I just came to realise that really every object in the collection deserves to be iconic because of what it signifies, what it conveys. And I include in that not just relics, which are what many people think of as the Gallipoli collection, just as they do the collections of the War Memorial in general, but also the artworks, the documentary records, the letters and diaries that soldiers wrote and kept, and also the photographs. Because you have to remember that on the Western Front, private photography was banned and that was strictly enforced. But on Gallipoli at Anzac, the attitude to private photography was much more relaxed. So soldiers took a lot of their own pictures and they form a very important part of the collection and a very important record of the campaign.
It's a striking feature of the book. I visited the War Memorial a number of times myself. I absolutely love it and I love the First World War galleries. But what struck me in this book is those photos, particularly the private photos. And I asked, how did they have cameras with them? But they did. They had the equivalent to the Box Brownie, I guess, or something that sort of size. And the photos show a really unique perspective of this war, up close, some of the very gruesome elements that perhaps official photographs wouldn't show. What strikes you about these photos?
Their immediacy for a start, I think you were spot on when you said how almost in your face they are, because they were taken on the scene and they weren't posed as some of the official photographs seem to have been. They caught everyday life at Anzac and they caught the Australians and New Zealanders carrying on there in what they did on a day-by-day basis. And some of the images taken as the campaign wore on really illustrate what it was like to have served there in July and August, the height of the summer, for example, when disease is rampant and more men are being evacuated with dysentery than as casualties of the Turks. There are photographs of men moving up the line in Monash Valley and they are just emaciated. They could easily have been taken on the Burma-Siam Railway during the Second World War. That was the effect of sickness and prolonged combat on those men, and yet they were called on to exert themselves again in one last big effort during the August offensive. Scenes in the snow before the evacuation in December. This was the first time that many Australians had seen snow, and they put aside the obvious privations that cold weather causes and just frolicked about in it. The cricket match that was played just before the evacuation to convince the Turks that everything was normal. Just what that must have taken, because shells were falling at the time. All of these things are are captured there in those photographs, and they really illustrate what went on at Anzac and the sort of men that were able to carry on there.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is Peter Peterson, author of Anzac Treasures, the Gallipoli Collection of the Australian War Memorial. It's being released today, launched today really, as part of the lead up to the 100th anniversary next April of the Gallipoli campaign. Peter Peterson, and there are personal reminders here. There's photos that show it, but there are mementos, relics that really bring home too what was going on here. This was a brutal conflict zone for a long time, and there's, you know, water bottles pumped full of bullet holes and a boot with a bullet through it. And these kind of relics tell the story. Tell us more about the items here in this collection and what they bring home.
The items in the collection span the four elements of the collection: relics, documentary records, artworks, and photographs. And I tried to get a cross-section of those, and in each part of that cross-section were the best elements of that part of the collection that would convey a particular facet of the campaign. Many of the objects were collected by Charles Bean and his historical mission, which went back to Gallipoli in 1919. Many others came from donations. Each of them tells a story. There's a watch, for example, that the memorial acquired in 1933, and that was worn by a soldier who landed in the first wave at Gallipoli on the 25th of April, and the seawater stopped the watch. So it stopped at the time he went ashore, just after 4:30 on that morning. You think, gee, this was on that man at the time. This was the time the landing had occurred. This was when he went into action. There are some remarkable letters. There's one by Sergeant Ben Lean, and it's written to his wife on the eve of the landing. And I, in a story called Final Thoughts, I talk about a number of these letters, and they're reproduced in the book. It's often overlooked. That was a very significant time, because by then the mock battles from which every man returned, that were carried on during training, they were all over. Men realised that next morning could bring death, disfigurement, or maiming. So many of them wrote letters which are very poignant. And Lean, wanting only the best for his wife, poured out his love for her, and he gave her his blessing to remarry if the worst happened, merely cautioning, "Make sure what manner of man you take, won't you, darling?" Now, that's heart-wrenching even now. And when I'm asked, how do I rate the objects, what are my favourite objects, what do I think stands out, in the course of writing this book, I realise that they're all important. Each of them, as I said before, deserves to be iconic. And I think this letter, alongside that watch, and even the boats that took the Australians ashore that morning, they're all on an equal footing for me.
And each one of them, a little time capsule that essentially makes the 100 years disappear almost, these sorts of relics. Peter, it's a terrific job. Thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Peter Peterson, author of Anzac Treasures, the Gallipoli Collection of the Australian War Memorial, published by Murdoch Books, and it really is quite a beautiful production. It's 10 to 9 on Breakfast.